For 954-850-1029, please leave a message with your name and telephone number. I will call you as soon as I can. Thank you so much and have a blessed and wonderful day. Hello?
Hello, I am John. I'm calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family. Thank you for that. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. Thank you for that. By any chance, do you remember what year was your home built?
I think it was 1987.
1987. Okay. Thank you for that. One moment, please. Perfect. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Any what now?
Any upgrade modifications to your home that you might remember that have been made?
Yes, we upgraded the kitchen and bathroom, master bathroom.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I was born in Florida, 72 years.
Oh, wow, okay. Thank you for that. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5?
Yes, tropical storm, and I think we've experienced a category, well, Andrew was a category 5.
Oh, wow.
But I think it impacted mostly Dade County, some in Broward, and then the various hurricanes after that. I don't really remember them.
Yeah, okay, I understand. By any chance, do you remember, can you tell me the name or the year of those tropical storm and category 5 hurricanes?
I don't remember. I don't remember them all, really. I know Wilma was one. Andrew was another. I don't remember. Hold on one second. I'm going to ask my husband.
Oh,
hold on.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't remember the names of the hurricanes, really.
It's okay. Don't worry. Thank you so much for the information. Also, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
We had some damage. We had some damage during Wilma. Not major, but we had some minor damage.
Understood. Do you remember, by any chance, what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Yeah, we had to replace the roof. Well,
do you remember how much it spent for the estimated damage? I'm just looking to get a number to fulfill the service.
I think it was maybe $25,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for that. By the way, I appreciate your time. I'm just doing this as quickly as I can. I truly appreciate that you're taking the time with me. Next question. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Yeah, it was a tree that fell on the roof.
Okay. Understood. Thank you for that. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Thanks for that. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Um, I would just make sure I have all the necessary supplies to be able to survive through the storm.
Okay, understood. Thank you for that. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me give you some options. When a hurricane watch is issued, like the hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, let's say, or B, when a hurricane warning is issued, like the conditions are expected within 36 hours, or option C, your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours, or any other that you may think of.
My home is prepared. We installed impact windows several years ago.
Perfect. Okay. Understood. Thank you for that. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
It's depending on the category of the storm.
right.
Somewhat certain, yes.
Somewhat certain, okay. Got it. Thank you so much for that. We're almost there. I'm just trying to catch all the information. Thank you so much for staying. Now, in case of a hurricane, ma'am, what would you think it will be your top three sources of information? Like, it will be either internet sources, not the other than just social media. It will be the radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, actually social media, or any other that you may think of. What will be your top three sources of information?
News stations, the regular news station, the Weather Channel.
Okay.
Not so much social media.
Understood. I just need one more. Do you think any other that you may think of?
Say that again?
Yeah, I just need one more. Is there any other source of information that you may think of? Either radio or friends and family?
Well, if there's no power, of course, the radio, but generally it will be the TV news station and the Weather Channel. And if there's no power, the radio.
Okay. Understood. Thank you for that. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I think it's a 5.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, let me see here. Okay. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Let me give you the options. Cost of childcare, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, any other, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you for that. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone by any chance?
Yes, flood zone.
Flood zone, okay. Do you know what is the letter designation for the flood zone you live in?
I don't.
Okay. Let me give you some options for this question. The question is, when will you evacuate? So we have some options here. One option is if a hurricane watch is issued, the conditions are possible within 48 hours. The next option is if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never, or any other that you may think of.
If emergency management officials say evacuate, I'll evacuate.
Understood. Okay. Thank you for that. Almost there, ma'am. Almost there. Thank you for that. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
I'll probably go to one of my sons who live out of state.
Okay. Thank you for that. How many vehicles are available in the household, ma'am?
Two.
Okay. Thank you. Do you know what's the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's $5,000 deductible.
$5,000 deductible. Okay. Thank you for that. How confident are you, ma'am, that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
I'm confident.
Perfect. Okay. Now I'm gonna ask you some quick questions. I'm trying to do this my best as quickly as I can. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Would you say that it's decreased significantly, over 10%, somewhat between 1%
and 4%? It hasn't changed in the past year.
Okay, it's the same. Okay, what about within a range of 1 to 3 years from now? Do you remember if it has changed?
We were able to switch insurance companies, so we were able to get a lower insurance rate.
Okay. Do you remember if this was something significantly or just somewhat decreased?
It was significant because we got probates because of the roof and the impact windows.
I get it. Yeah. No wonder. Okay. Thank you for that. I know that these are maybe older questions, but do you remember if it changed within 3 to 5 years?
You mean the reduction?
Correct. If it changed with the previous insurance service you had.
Yes. It was within the past 3 to 5 years we changed.
Okay. Do you remember if it was decreased or increased?
No, it decreased because we changed and we got the we got the probate deductible.
Okay. I'm just writing all the information, ma'am. Thank you for that. Okay, and within 5 to 10 years, would you remember that? Would you say that it changed by any chance? Do you remember that?
I'm not sure of the question.
Oh, it's the same question. Like, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, in 10 years, of course, everything has gone up in 10 years. Is that what you're asking? Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just asking the questions just going to make sure that I grab the right info. So would you say that increased somewhat or increased significantly?
Well, 5 to 10 years is a pretty wide span. You know what I'm saying? 10 years.
Yeah,
I mean, 10
absolutely.
Years, we got to look at what you paid for anything 10 years ago. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of a,
yeah, you're right.
I don't know, it's a difficult, yeah. You might need to look at your, ask your people to reword that question.
I will pass the feedback,
yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, we're almost there, ma'am. Again, I'm doing this as, we're almost there, we did already like, let me see, I just have a couple more questions. So, my next question will be, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? In regards to your insurance?
Well, that's what we did. We researched for other insurance companies, and we were able to get a lower rate by changing insurance companies.
Understood. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Next question. If
My husband is a veteran, so we were able to qualify for USAA, which provided us with a lower rate. By bundling and getting the probates.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much. I'm just typing that in as well. Okay. Okay. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
I can't answer that. That's my husband answer.
Okay. That's okay.
Because they only insure the dwelling, not the replacement value.
Oh, okay. That's okay. No worries. Thank you for that. Let me give you some options for this question as well. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county or moving to another county within Florida? Or moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Maybe another county within the state.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. I'm just putting this information. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I would want to keep my insurance, yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, if a major hurricane impacts your area right now, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? But do you think that that will be to the federal government, the state government, the local government, or in your opinion, the government should not be involved?
I'll repeat the question.
Yep. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal, state, local, or should not be involved in recovery efforts, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it should be all three.
All three.
Do I have to choose one? Well, of course, FEMA, I would expect.
Yeah, absolutely. We can choose three. That's okay. Thank you for that. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I have a high confidence that they're being enforced.
Okay.
Having had to go through a roof repair.
Yeah,
and,
you experienced all that.
And,
yeah.
Okay. And impact windows.
Yeah, no wonder.
They seem to be enforced, yeah.
Okay, understood. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
How much confidence do I have that what?
How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
That land use
planning? The land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
On a scale of 1 to 5. I say maybe a 3.
3? Okay. Thank you. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't have a lot of confidence that they're doing that. I say a 2.
2. Okay. Thank you. Moving on a scale of 1 to 5 again, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account flood risk?
2. 2,
okay. And one more. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I would say maybe a 4.
A 4. Okay. Thank you. Almost there, ma'am. I know it's been a while, but I appreciate your time again. I'm doing this as quickly as I can. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise, in your opinion. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected for that?
Yes, I think it is happening. And I don't know where I live will be affected by sea rise, but they tend to spread the cost to everybody. So I think we'll all be affected by it.
Okay.
So I guess maybe a 4.
Okay. Thank you for that. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, in your opinion, how should they fund those initiatives? Like with increased income taxes, increased property taxes, increased both, or any other that you may think of?
Well, I think people living in the area that's mostly affected by it should bear the cost of it.
Okay. So would you say that either, income taxes or property taxes, or both?
Well, those who live in high, I don't know enough about people who live in high rises, who tend to live in those areas. I don't know how their property is assessed. So I can't really answer that. I don't know if their property is assessed the same way mine is, since I have an independent dwelling.
Okay.
Compared to people who live on the ocean with high rises. I don't. those who live in those specific areas should bear the brunt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's of having to pay the taxes, in my opinion, but I don't know how that works.
Okay, understood. Thank you for that, ma'am. So next question. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet. 33 feet above sea level, and are specifically vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say that you're extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Oh. Give me one second. Okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important, like for you, in your opinion, like the neighborhood, like the schools, crime, price, etc.?
What was most important?
Yeah, like I'm looking to get like the top three things, like the characteristics that were most important to you when you choose to purchase your home.
Well, safety, of course. Proximity to stores, medical centers, that kind of thing was important.
Okay. Thank you for that. Give me one second. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Like in ranges, let's say for less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20?
I would say probably 5.
Probably 5. Between 5 to 10 or between 3 to 5?
Between 3 to 5.
Thank you for that. Okay. Finally, I just have a few like general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age in, I'm going to be your age ranges, so you can tell me, between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
65 or older.
Thank you for that. Okay. What's your gender?
I'm a female.
Female. Thank you.
And my birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, wow, okay, you're almost there. Happy birthday, ma'am.
Thank you.
What a coincidence. Okay. Ma'am, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two of us.
Okay, two, thank you. Including yourself, how many people are under 12 years old in your household?
None. We're both seniors.
Okay. And including yourself, how many people are 65 or older?
Two.
Okay. What is your marital status, ma'am?
I am married.
Married. Thank you. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
A master's degree.
Master's degree. Okay. One second. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Black.
Black? Okay. Thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English. Okay. And please tell me which is the income range for your household. It will be either under 20K, 20K to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, over 100.
Over 100.
Okay. Perfect. These were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. I truly appreciate your time, by the way. Hope you have a good day, ma'am, and happy birthday, by the way.
And for my own information, what department in FIU is the survey being done?
Oh, this is just the FIU, the Florida International University. We are just assisting them. Actually, I'm not sure with which department this will be going to, but you can ask directly if you want. That's fine.
Say that again?
Yeah.
I thought this was a survey associated with FIU.
That's correct. Yeah, we are assisting the FIU to complete the resident perception of the hurricane threats and damage reduction. But I'm being honest with you, I'm just like a teleoperator. I'm just assisting them. Not sure. I don't have that info on who's handling it. But you pretty much can get, you know, more information by contacting directly to the FIU.
But if I call or if I go online for FIU, I need to know what area, what department, so I can review the survey results or...
They are randomly from. This is an anonymous questions, ma'am. We are just, you know, trying to get people's opinion. If we are just, you know, you are not asking for personal details more than the questions in ranges. We are just trying to get more information about it. That's it.
Okay, I should have gotten more information before I answered the question, I guess, huh? All right, but thank you very much.
Hope you have a good day, ma'am. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.